Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's March 4th, 2015, and here's a look at our top stories.
Tonight, caught on camera, crooked cops break a handcuffed man's skull open and then tell everyone that he did it to himself. Then, the good cops overwhelmingly reject Obama's AR-15 cop killer ammo ban. And thank you, America. Syrian rebels taunt the West after magically capturing yet even more U.S.-made weapons. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
It's only Wednesday and we already have so many shocking police moments. Just today we heard that the DOJ will not pursue any further actions against Officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri. Also, we've seen the Skid Row shooting, and now we have the shocking police video of officers slamming a handcuffed man into a wall and cracking his skull.
One of the officers describes the incident differently in a written report. It says Flynn hit his own head and back against the wall, and that the knee kicks were to distract Flynn from grabbing the officer's belt. It also says at one point Flynn pinned the officer between him and the wall.
The report by the officer doesn't exactly follow what is recorded in the video. As a matter of fact, the officer seems to be trying to shift as much blame to Mr. Flynn as possible.
And that was a New Mexico man. And I do understand that sometimes suspects can be very difficult, but as you saw in the video, regardless of what this man said, the police came in, they kneed him multiple times, they slammed him to a wall and then threw him on the floor, and then had the gall to say that he did it to himself. And now the gentleman is seeking a $12 million lawsuit that undoubtedly the taxpayers will have to pay. But, you know, even though we started off the show with this, this isn't to demonize police, because just like we do see officers doing heinous things like this that need to be taken accountable for, they need to be held accountable for, we also see police coming to the aid of the American citizen and police overwhelmingly rejecting the AR-15 cop killer ammo ban. And the White House came out and said that they're looking for more ways to protect the citizens and law enforcement. They want to do this through the ammo ban. And responding to the story on the Police One Facebook account, the world's largest officer-run social media page, law enforcement personnel dismantled the proposition piece by piece. Don't do that. Don't use the name of good people who swore an oath to the Constitution to further your agenda of destroying it. And I very much thank the people at Police One for coming out and making this claim, because, yeah, there is some stuff on there that I don't always agree with. You know, they may take a different point of view on a particular story than I would, but I definitely appreciate these guys coming out and say, hey, don't do your dirty deeds in our name. Because ultimately, the police and military are on our side. It's the people at the top, you know, these shadow factions and people who just do downright dirty things. They're the enemy of the Constitution, not your normal police officer, not your normal Border Patrolman or your military personnel. It's the people at the top that are making these decisions, making these guys go out there, do these unconstitutional arrests, these checkpoints, you know, horrific things in theaters of war as well. So just keep that in mind, and hopefully police and military, we want to see more of you wake up and come and join the Republic. Now let's talk about something else that's going on around the world. A lot of times we talk about the Syrian rebels, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all these organizations going on in the Middle East. And earlier this week, I remember I saw a video of a young man who had a Facebook account, and they took it down. He had some very controversial things to say about President Obama. I do believe it's actually taken down because he wasn't of age to talk about these things on Facebook. But regardless, he made some very interesting points talking about ISIS. But the only thing I would add to a great report from that young gentleman is the fact that we are creating our own enemies. And we talk about this often on the show, because you have Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Al-Qaeda in ISIS, Al-Qaeda in Syria. They break off and form ISIS. And now we have this. Thank you, America. Syrian rebels taunt the West after capturing U.S.-made weapons. And this is a reason why they say we have to bring these vehicles home here to the States, because they have new, gently used, or at least still running vehicles over there in these foreign theaters of war. Now, you can see some of that on your screen. And then they say, well, to make sure that these guys don't get the big MRAPs and these Bearcat vehicles, let's bring them home and drive them on the streets of the United States of America. And I say nay. First of all, you don't need to make all that stuff, because you don't use all of it anyway. And if you can't take it with you, just destroy it, dismantle it. Use it for target practice. Hell, you get all those rounds. But let's say, this is a Nusra Front. Militants seized American weapons and food supplies in Syria. If we can go back to some of the images, we'll show you these bargain shoppers using things that they're going to capturing things they're going to use against American military personnel. And you got plenty of stuff there. There's some food and some other materials there. People have tanks, all types of armaments. And you can see the American logo right there on the box of goods that the gentleman is holding right there. Well, I shouldn't call him a gentleman. The person is holding right there. And, yes, these are provided by the United States military, other Western-backed governments. Places like Saudi Arabia have been caught doing dirty deeds, Turkey as well. So it's not just here in the States. But then also we saw last year, of course, the airdrop grenades. And we talk about all the universal background checks here in the States, but then they'll just airdrop grenades to people. And it's like first come, first serve. If you can come out here and get the grenades, you can have them. Also, if you're a Mexican drug cartel, you can get the guns from Operation Fast and Furious. It's completely ridiculous. We continue to arm our opposition, then send our men and women to go out there and fight them. It needs to stop yesterday, and the people who are doing this need to be held accountable. Now, speaking of accountability, there's a guy I grew up watching, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and I loved Bill as a kid, you know, but more and more as I find out the things he's into, you know, besides, you know, science experiments, it's very controversial. He's against creationism, you know, talking about how God created the heavens and the earth. And that's another thing to talk about Christianity. People always say you're forcing your Christianity on me, but then they'll force some their form of creationism, evolution or whatever on kids. So you're saying if I express my views, that's forcing it on somebody, but you can teach it in a classroom and then that's perfectly okay. Just one of many things Bill's talked about. But now he's saying he's changed his mind about GMOs. Because Bill Nye the Science Guy wrote a book, and in it he bashed GMOs. He says these things are not any good, and he has suggested that there is something fundamentally problematic with the foods containing GMO crops. I said, hey, that's great. I'm happy to see you do that, Bill. I may disagree with you on climate change, on creationism, but, you know, at least he's on my side on this. But now it seems he has changed his mind, and he was talking to some guys after real time with Bill Maher, and he said he's making revisions to his book. And he said he went to Monsanto, and he spent a lot of time with the scientists and decided to revise his outlook. I'm not exactly sure what happened to change his point of view, especially if you're in the Monsanto Center. And I wonder if Mr. Nye, or anybody for that matter, who champions GMOs, have seen the GMO studies with the rats. We've shown you those here on air many times. The rats get horrific tumors and all that kind of stuff. Besides the fact you're just genetically modifying something does not necessarily make it better. We've seen the spider goats. We've seen the salmon with six-pack abs. We've seen the cats with jellyfish tentacles that sting the cats from the inside. All types of weird things. You guys can go Google all that and see that it's real for yourself. But yeah, just when you thought something had changed in the science world, it seems like not much has changed at all. So we'll continue to keep you up on that as things develop. Now, there's been a lot of attack on media personnel. Of course, one of the most famous examples is one Gary Webb. Talking about the CIA, the cocaine scandal, Rick Ross and all that. And then it's been reclassified for some reason that it was a conspiracy theory that the CIA brought cocaine into this country, even though there's a 1993 New York Times article. But they say, yeah, we brought it in. It's just an accident that drug dealers like Rick Ross got a hold of it, even if you believe that. Now we see another journalist in Colombia has fallen victim to, I guess he was suicided. A Colombian radio journalist murdered. Second die in 3 weeks. Radio presenter Edgar Quintero became the second Colombian journalist to be murdered in 3 weeks on Monday, March 2nd. It says a gunman entered a baker's shop near his workplace and shot him. It says, according to local journalists, this is the Committee for the Protection of Journalists. He often criticized local government and police officials while discussing issues such as corruption. Now, let me be very clear. I wasn't saying he was talking about the same thing as Gary Webb was as far as the cocaine, but he was very critical of his government, and I think that's okay to be, you know, not just be hateful and just nitpick at them and, you know, talk about the tie they're wearing. But if they're making decisions that affect you, the taxpayers, I think you have a right to go in and voice your opinion of such an action. And it seems like he was killed for expressing his views. And recently we saw the guy who criticized Putin was shot dead on the steps out there in Russia. Just a lot of anti-journalist things going on, a lot of people being killed, a lot of people being targeted. So it's a very difficult and dangerous time to be a journalist. If you do consider getting into the field, definitely take all this stuff with a grain of salt. But I think it's always great. You know, people want to have YouTubes and all that stuff, but just be aware of some of the dirty tricks that they play on you. I remember Luke Radowski from We Are Change. They sent him a, I don't know what you would call it, a spam, porn, whatever. They said they had a hot tip for him, and he opened it up, you know, a hot tip about the Bilderberg group, and it was a bunch of kiddie porn. You know, these are the type of dirty tricks they use against you if you decide to get into the media, so just be aware of that. And we'll move on to this article. Over 500 Pakistani parents arrested for children's failure to get polio vaccine. Now, this is what we talk about when we talk about vaccine freedom. And I've spoken about this many times. We've made, I cannot give a realistic estimate of how many vaccine stories we've done in just the past month alone. But when you talk about vaccines, I have no issue with the vaccine itself. I have no issue with taking medication itself. But if you go get the influenza vaccine insert that you can get at any Walgreens or CVS pharmacy, it says on the insert that it can give you diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting, among many other symptoms. It seems like to me the side effects are just as bad, if not worse, of catching the flu. And then also we did one about the, is it the hepatitis A vaccine where it says your kid has pretty much a 10% chance of getting a fever up to 100 degrees or 104 degrees. And you say, well, it's only 10% chance and it's, you know, 104 degree fever. But keep in mind, these are very young children. Among many other side effects, many other vaccines out there. So if you do decide to get these vaccines, I think you, the parent, have the right to know about this because you'll watch the late night shows. Just last night or recently, Jimmy Kimmel was on TV talking fun about this. Also Conan O'Brien. And I like these late night guys, but you know, they're out there making jokes and not presenting any real actual facts. Fact, you know, like when the World Health Organization went to Syria and they started giving vaccines to the children, the smallest estimate I've seen a pretty big number, but the smallest estimate was 15 of those kids died from the vaccines, and they admit it was the vaccines. Now, it was various theories and reasons why they thought this happened, but they do admit that the kids died from the vaccines. You guys can go look that up for yourselves. And the point I'm trying to make is even if this was a bad batch, a one-off deal, vaccines are not immune to human error because you see on the TV all the time, you're watching TV and it says, hey, if you took drug X between this date and that date, call to be part of our class action lawsuit, which tells you right there that yes, medications can be harmful. They can have bad mixtures. But the difference is if you're taking a pill, you can just stop taking the pill. If you have a vaccine, you can't go in, pull that out of yourself. So you need to take these things into account before you go and take these harmful substances or potentially harmful substances. And with more on that, we'll go to break with this special report from Rob Dew. And we'll come back right after this break with more special reports.
Rob Dew reporting on the steps of the Texas State Capitol, where today the National Vaccine Information Center is on site actually doing some lobbying for specific bills that are being introduced in Texas. Right now, across the nation, there are 74 bills dealing with vaccines. Only about 8 are pro-freedom. Most of them are lacking in privacy and conscientious beliefs. These are trying to be eviscerated across the country. Here in Texas, there's about 10 bills so far this year, and only one of them is pro-freedom. I'm just going to go over the list of bills here. HB 1674 requires physician counseling for conscientious and religious belief exemption. That means they're going to bring a physician in to kind of brainwash you if you decide you don't want to get vaccines for you or your children. SB 547 requires posting of exemption numbers on the internet by schools and the Department of Health. HB 1593 requires all public schools to provide parents the number of students enrolled not fully vaccinated. And then we have SB 29 and HB 465, essentially the same thing, makes inclusion into the vaccine tracking system automatic and removes the current opt-in consent requirements. When I had my third child, I actually signed a form that said I did not want to be included in this system. They're not even going to let you do that anymore. They're going to automatically opt you in. HB 212 allows minors 14 years of older in the Texas juvenile justice system to consent to be vaccinated. This is so they could implant young women and young men with the Gardasil vaccine. That's right. They've now created a Gardasil vaccine for men. HB 1185 adds advanced practice nurses to those that can sign a medical exemption form in Texas. HB 2006, this is introduced by Jason Villaba up in Dallas. It eliminates conscientious exemptions to vaccinations. So they're going to take that ability away from you with this bill, HB 2006. Be on the lookout for this. And then SB 298 adds a new meningitis vaccine mandate for public schools. So there we see more vaccinations being added to the schedule, less testing being done, and now it looks like the state of Texas, some representatives want to take away your ability to get rid of the conscientious exemption.
The Texas State Capitol was enveloped in a cloud of mist, just as the safety and effectiveness of vaccines truly is. In addition to the draconian HB 2006, which will eliminate conscientious exemptions to vaccinations, four other bills, SB 547, HB 1593, SB 29, and HB 465, are all about eliminating privacy and broadcasting to the public who has been vaccinated and who hasn't. This will create an anti-vaxxer blacklist.
That's why I came down here, just to remind these people, give them a little civics lesson that they seem to have forgotten. They're talking database, computer list, tracking. Hello. You know, that's not the American way. What they're talking about is the Communist Manifesto here. And I'm not going to put up with it. And this granny is going to speak her mind as much as she can.
And then there's HB 1674, which will require physicians to actually scare you into taking your vaccines, even though you've already said you don't want them. These are all examples of the tyranny coming down if you don't get active.
We did go to the office of Representative Jason Villalba out of Dallas. He's a Republican, and he wrote House Bill 2006, which removes the conscientious exemption from the vaccination schedule. So that would not allow you, unless you had a reason, a medical reason or a religious exemption, to opt out of vaccinations, the mandatory vaccination schedule, which is pretty horrendous in the state of Texas. So this would knock that out. He lists in his press release that since 2003, the number of unimmunized students attending Texas public schools has grown from 2,000 to nearly 40,000. To me, that means a lot more parents are waking up to the dangers of forced vaccination, and they either want to delay the scheduling or opt out of some of the shots altogether, some of which aren't even life-threatening, like the rotavirus or the chickenpox virus. He also lists that he consulted physicians, parents, PTAs, immunologists, experts, and his own wife, and that he believes he must act to prevent the kind of outbreaks that we are seeing in California and Illinois. Incidentally enough, the measles outbreak in Disney was traced back to a vaccinated individual. So there we have vaccinated individuals getting the disease and then shedding it out through their own natural processes, getting other people sick. We've seen this happen in other areas. China has a 99% vaccination rate, yet they can't get rid of the measles and whooping cough. Maybe that's because they are spreading the measles and whooping cough with these vaccinations. Nobody knows for sure because the proper tests have not been done on this, because you can't get the vaccination companies, Big Pharma, to do any kind of testing in this regard other than saying the vaccines are safe and effective. So reporting from the Texas State Capitol, this is Rob Dew for InfoWars Nightly News and PrisonPlanet.tv.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The joint meeting will come to order. Members of the committee on the part of the House to escort His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu into the chamber.
More pomp and circumstance in the nation's capital as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu launched into a worldwide call to arms against President Obama's deal with Iran that it frees nuclear activities for at least 10 years.
Iran's regime poses a grave threat not only to Israel, but also to the peace of the entire world. So at a time when many hope that Iran will join the community of nations, Iran is busy gobbling up the nations. Iran's regime is as radical as ever. Its cries of death to America, that same America that it calls the Great Satan, as loud as ever. Now this shouldn't be surprising, because the ideology of Iran's revolutionary regime is deeply rooted in militant Islam. And that's why this regime will always be an enemy of America. The greatest danger facing our world is the marriage of militant Islam with nuclear weapons. To defeat ISIS and let Iran get nuclear weapons would be to win the battle but lose the war. We can't let that happen. Now, I know this is not going to come as a shock to any of you, but Iran not only defies inspectors, it also plays a pretty good game of hide and cheat with them. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency, the IAEA, said again yesterday that Iran still refuses to come clean about its military nuclear program. Iran was also caught twice, not once, twice, operating secret nuclear facilities in Natanz and Qom, facilities that inspectors didn't even know existed. Right now, Iran could be hiding nuclear facilities that we don't know about. Israel's neighbors, Iran's neighbors, know that Iran will become even more aggressive and sponsor even more terrorism when its economy is unshackled and it's been given a clear path to the bomb. And many of these neighbors say they'll respond by racing to get nuclear weapons of their own. So this deal won't change Iran for the better. It will only change the Middle East for the worse. A deal that's supposed to prevent nuclear proliferation would instead spark a nuclear arms race in the most dangerous part of the planet. This deal won't be a farewell to arms. It would be a farewell to arms control. And the Middle East would soon be crisscrossed by nuclear tripwires. A region where small skirmishes can trigger big wars would turn into a nuclear tinderbox. If anyone thinks this deal kicks the can down the road, think again. When we get down that road, we'll face a much more dangerous Iran, a Middle East littered with nuclear bombs, and a countdown to a potential nuclear nightmare. Ladies and gentlemen, I've come here today to tell you we don't have to bet the security of the world on the hope that Iran will change for the better. We don't have to gamble with our future and with our children's future. We can insist that restrictions on Iran's nuclear program not be lifted for as long as Iran continues its aggression in the region and in the world.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has responded by calling Obama's deal unacceptable and is refusing to accept Obama's excessive and illogical demands. The United States has taken the initiative in the talks with Iran, representing five globalist powers, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. As we near the next presidential election in 2016, expect the Iranian nuclear issue to be laterally pitched up the political football field. Once again, the American people are being fed globalist scare tactics that always lead down a dead-end street of failed policy, lies, and elitist posturing while bowing to their corporatic masters. Remember when Netanyahu testified in 2002 that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction?
There is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working and is advancing towards the development of nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever. And there is no question that once he acquires it, history shifts immediately.
A recent poll conducted by Al Jazeera America and Monmouth University reveals the demographics in our living and breathing culture of fear. 48% disapprove of Barack Obama's job as president. 70% disapprove of the job the U.S. Congress is doing. 59% believe Iran will not abide by any nuclear agreement. 75% think ISIS is a major threat to U.S. national security. 45% expect a somewhat likely terroristic threat in the next few months. And 49% don't believe the U.S. is doing enough to curb these attacks. The minions of the New World Order always call for vigilance in the face of terror, as if it doesn't already exist in the United States. Our vigilance and unrelenting watch should be to avoid their globalist parlor tricks and focus on the few leaders that refuse to relinquish our republic's founding principles.
There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
You got a lot of factions, the military-industrial complex want more war. You got a lot of crazies in the Middle East want more war. You got Israel involved with the West, all guilty, like our military said 2 years ago, of arming al-Qaeda to attack Syria. A war crime, killing Christians. I'm very angry with Israel. I'm very angry with our own government. I'm very angry with Turkey. See, I'm not especially angry with Israel because I'm not a mindless hater.
John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, great show.
Hey, thanks, bro.
All right, let's get into some talking about natural health
all right,
and your mission and just expanding upon everything we just talked about.
All right, perfect.
There is zero question that we have entered a new health paradigm. Specifically, I'm talking about Big Pharma selling millions of dollars worth of worthless and harmful drugs, killing us, destroying our health, and laughing all the way to the bank. Meanwhile, individuals like us and readers and viewers are going online, millions and millions of individuals every single day looking up natural cures, natural solutions, alternative health, and we are winning the battle. There is zero question. The new health paradigm is unfolding. And that's why we have Billy DeMoss, who is a chiropractic doctor, but more importantly, he's behind the event CalJam. Specifically, it's one of the top natural health events in the world. It is the largest chiropractic event in the world. Thousands of individuals will be going. Alex Jones is the featured speaker. I'll be speaking as well on the subject of Fukushima. But let's just get right into it about what CalJam is and how you see everything unfolding, how Big Pharma is just completely losing the battle now. Don't you agree?
I mean, it's blatantly obvious that they're losing the battle, and that's why with the whole this whole vaccine initiative, I hate to keep bringing that up, but it's just that to me is a sign that they're so desperate, because we've got this SB 277, which is going to make it mandatory for people to get vaccines in California. And California is just the first state. It's going to go across the country.
Oh, of course.
Because so many people are learning the truth and they're not doing it anymore. So the only way that they're going to get people to do it is by forcing them to do it. The problem is you've got so many people that have been brainwashed into that system that think vaccines save the world, which in reality is just all a hoax. Because if you do actually, what I try to do is get people to actually do their reading and do their own research and make educated decisions, not based on all the stuff that they've been brainwashed on TV to believe, on mainstream TV, and all the stuff that their pediatricians spout out to them, basically because they've been trained by the pharmaceutical system, and the objective is to just get people to think outside of the box. But the fact that I know we're winning this war. There's no question about it. That's why they have to push so hard. But we're going to just keep pushing back, man.
You know, it reminds me of Prozac. They came out with Prozac. They said it was perfectly safe, right? They said it'll help cure your depression. FDA approved.
Right.
Kids on it today, Prozac. Right. And it turned out in the early 2000s, a Harvard professor came out and said the individuals taking it, the general public, were being treated like guinea pigs.
Right.
That's verbatim what he said. And it turns out in the 80s, they knew from their controlled studies that it was actually causing people to kill themselves more often, causing suicidal thoughts, increased depression. And it didn't come out until 2004 when the BBC interviewed a Harvard professor who said that Prozac was killing children. And they're still on it.
Right.
I mean, it's a major, major scam. Now talk about what led you to create CalJam, the natural health event, where speakers like Andrew Wakefield, Alex Jones are coming on and talking
and
about
you and Dane Wigington on the geoengineering. It was just I wanted to take it to a bigger platform, and I wanted it to be an uncensored platform, but I also wanted it to be a platform where people could come and actually still have a good time. It's not like we're going to, you know, it's all going to be negative.
It's not boring.
Yeah, it's not boring, man. It's like all the...
isn't boring anyway. This right. is amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. And the thing is, we've got great speakers, but then when we come out, then we have an amazing production team. We've got huge screen behind us while we're playing music. We've got two screens on the side. We've got one above. And the music and the videos all push the message even more. So like I said, we're doing Snowblind. We're doing Pusher Man by Curtis Mayfield about just, you know, the whole cartel, the pharmaceutical cartel. It's basically just legalized pushing of drugs. And again, all the songs push the whole message. And the thing about music too is, it's one of those universal languages that they hear that song Pusher Man, they're always going to come back to that event. That's what's beautiful about it. And I've always been someone that's loved music my whole life. It's one of those things that, like, I used to go to these seminars all the time, and I would go to these chiropractic events, and, you know, I would come out of there just on fire, and I'd go, the only thing that would take it to the next level is if we put a little, like, heavy metal in there. It would just take my energy to the next level. So what I've done is taken what I've seen work for me, and I've taken it to the next level. And I mean, I try to make everything that we do at this event, you'll see everything is first class. I mean, it is in the most stellar, opulent, most beautiful performing arts center in the center of Orange County. Everything that we do is, I mean, we're going to have the gala dinners in the center club, which is beautiful. And then we have the disco party the next night, and we've got, it's hard to describe how cool this event is.
And it all came out of your desire to seek truth and realize what was really going
on. Right,
I
mean.
If you're comfortable with telling everyone, you're 56 years old.
Right.
I mean, you don't look 56. I mean, you look 40 if that.
Right, and I mean, and the other thing is, I mean, plus I feel younger. I mean, I still surf every day. I still surf on a shortboard. You know, the surfboards that kids ride on. Most kids my age, I'm still a kid. Most adults my age are either not surfing anymore or they're on longboards. And I live the lifestyle that I teach people. In the reality, your body's designed to live to be 120 years old. And there's a lot of things that people can do to achieve that goal of longevity. But most people go the medical route, and it just literally not only maims them, but it kills them prematurely because all those drugs are so toxic to the body. Every drug that you take is going to have the same negative side effect that you're trying to treat. It's going to make it worse. So your depression, once you're off the drugs, it's going to go even through the roof more. So you get addicted to those drugs, and every one of those drugs have negative side effects. And that's why I see it in my practice. You get like 16, you get these adults coming in there on 16, 20 meds at one time, and then you wonder why people have things like Alzheimer's and they're predicting. I was just at a longevity conference. They're predicting one in every two people is going to have Alzheimer's in the future, and it's all because of just all this chemistry and bombardment from the geoengineering, from the GMO, from just the crap that people think is food anymore, and the water, and it's just the fluoride, obviously. And I just want people to understand. I mean, I learn this stuff when I read. I don't watch TV. I call myself a book of war. I just love to read books. And I get this info in here, and then it burns a hole in my heart that people don't know this stuff. And I've really got half my practice is kids. I work with pediatrics. And you see these moms bring these autistic kids in, and it's the same story over and over and over. They had a perfectly normal kid, 18 months, they get the MMR, and then their kid's autistic, and the kid's life's destroyed. And that's not even the beginning of it. The kid's life's destroyed. But these kids come into my office, and for 5 minutes, it's pandemonium. These kids are out of control. That mom has to live with that kid for the rest of life. So 87% of relationships or marriages where there's autistic kids end up in divorce. What it does is just destroys the whole social fabric. That's what all these drugs are doing.
You know, you think about it, on average, pharmaceutical drugs, have an average of 70 side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that includes diabetes, and that's why one in three people in the near future will have diabetes. You're talking about one in two having Alzheimer's. And then you look at it, there is a variation where some of the drugs, though, average 500 side effects. 500 side effects.
Right.
So you treat those side effects with other drugs. And you contrast the Prozac story we talked about, how Prozac came out, it was actually causing people to kill themselves, with olive oil. Now, what's funny is I wrote this story about an olive oil compound that if you put it in a petri dish with cancer cells, it kills them in 30 minutes,
right.
Under an hour.
Right.
I don't know if you're familiar with that piece. It came out in peer-reviewed research. But we published that story, and everybody didn't believe it. They were like, this is totally fake. There's no way this could possibly be true. You know, the pharmaceutical companies would make it, blah, blah, blah. It turns out, yes, it is true. It's in Time magazine. You know, it's in every single mainstream media agency. We just covered it first. And you contrast that with Prozac killing you. Here we have olive oil. Costs like $2. I mean, for organic, maybe it's $4, right?
Right.
You drink some olive oil and you're killing cancer cells in your body.
Right.
That's just amazing to me. It's just so simple. And that's why so many people are waking up to it, I think. So tell us about how to get CalJam tickets at Infowars.com/CalJam or CalJam.org. And when it's taking place, all of the information.
Yes.
If the tickets are still available at this point, they're probably completely sold out, but you can still get a live stream ticket, right?
Right. And the live stream tickets, I think, are $27, which to me is, I mean, nonsensically cheap. And, you know, it's going to be March 27th, 28th in beautiful Orange County, California. You're coming out for that.
That's
You're
right.
Going to probably play some golf or something. Is that what?
Oh, we'll see what happens. Yeah, it's a really beautiful place out there.
To me, it's like one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Because I travel extensively surfing, and I always love coming home to California. It's super clean, and I just really...
And the center where it's taking place looks amazing.
Oh, it'll blow your mind. I mean, it's like all the seats are velvet seats. It's all opulent. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, people come in there, and they're just... It raises their level, especially for some chiropractors, it raises their level of self-esteem, and it's important for people to have that level of self-esteem.
So you can go to caljam.org to get the tickets.
Right.
If they're still available.
Yes. CalJam.org/InfoWars.
/InfoWars.
Right. Okay.
Well, ultimately, what it's come down to is the reality that we are winning the war. The information war for your health, for your family's health, for your individual freedom, for your health freedom, for securing the food supply once again. And initiatives like CalJam just remind us of the vigor and the spirit and the ability for us to conquer Big Pharma and the pharmaceutical cartel companies, which are attempting to squash us. So I encourage you to go to caljam.org/InfoWars, get a live stream ticket, It's like $20. You get to see, what, 30 speakers all speak, including myself, Alex, Andrew Wakefield, many others. This is Anthony Gucciardi encouraging you to check out CalGym, and thanks for watching.
That's it for our show tonight, but I do understand we do have just a few tickets left for CalGym. So if you're going to be in Southern California, be sure to check that out. March 27th through the 29th, you can see Alex Jones, Dr. Edward Group, and also Anthony Gucciardi representing InfoWars. Be sure to step out there and see it if you can. And also stop by PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. It funds our broadcast. And this is how we get our funding to go out and see things like the black sites in Chicago and also things going on in Ferguson, Missouri, and all over the country and all over the world. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.